Attention.
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 Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2011, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-522-1164. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-522-1164. 1-800-522-1164.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to another live segment here on Kingdom Voices. Amen. We praise God for you all. Amen. For stopping by on this evening. God bless you. I'm your host, Apostle L.A. Hill, alongside with my wife, Prophetess Kenyatta Hill. We're certainly glad to have you on today. Amen. Amen. We got an exciting show ahead of us. Amen. Today's title and message is Loosing the Spirits of God. My Lord. Let me say that again. Loosing the Spirits of God. Amen. It's going to be an awesome, awesome impartation. I pray that many of you that are listening, amen, that you're ready to receive, because I'm going to equip you today with with the necessary weapons of warfare, the tools that you need in order to continue to advance the kingdom of God. Amen. Many of the messages is that the Lord has had me to preach in the last couple of weeks, amen, have been in reference to advancing the kingdom. And the Lord just began to drop in my spirit on yesterday is that we needed a weapons of warfare that need to be put into our hands. A lot of times some of you have gone through many ministries and you've been taught how to pray. You've been taught how to go before the throne of grace. You've been taught how to be bold in your act and your believing in God. Amen. But some of you still are experiencing some extreme tests and trials and tribulations, and you're having a tough time breaking through and getting into a place where God wants you to be and experiencing the blessings of the Lord that make you rich and add no sorrow. Amen. So tonight, amen, I'm going to give you some nuggets out of the Word of God. Amen. And we're going to teach on loosing the spirits of God. Amen. Amen. I wish I had a church here tonight. Amen. Because I tell you, I would just preach this thing real good. I really feel it down in my spirit. Loosing the spirits of God. Praise God. Amen. Real quickly, let me just go over a few things. Amen. If you haven't had the opportunity to listen to the last two messages that we did here on Blog Talk Radio, I want to encourage you to do so. Go back and listen in the archives. You can do so if you're listening online and you're not accessing the internet tonight. You can just go back online and listen to them by tuning in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Voices. Amen. You can also visit our website and click on the Kingdom Voices link or the Blog Talk Radio link by going to www.KingdomFirstMinistriesUSA.com. I know a lot of people ask me, say, well, why do you have USA at the end of that on your webpage? Because the Lord has already commissioned us in the days to come to open up other Kingdom First ministries around the world. Amen. And it's only a matter of time. I believe God is birthing forth that even now as we speak. There's going to be some awesome things that are transpiring with Kingdom First Ministries International. Amen. So that's www.KingdomFirstMinistriesUSA.com. Again, Kingdom, www.KingdomFirst, F-I-R-S-T, KingdomFirstMinistriesUSA.com. Praise God. Amen. There are other links. Amen. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Amen. Just by clicking on the links, and it'll take you directly to our page. We also have a group page for Kingdom First Ministries International on Facebook. Amen. As well as MySpace. If you got a MySpace account, you can just click on www.myspace.com/KFMI. Amen. Again, that's www.myspace.com/KFMI. Amen. That's for Kingdom First Ministries International. Praise God. We thank God again. Amen. As many of you know, we are actually in the midst of launching into a new territory and a new location. Amen. And even in reference to those that have been already a blessing to us, I want to encourage you, if you feel led in your spirit, please sow a seed, a love gift offering into the ministry. Amen. You can send it attention to Apostle L.A. Hill at P.O. Box 2482, Hammond, Indiana, 46323. Amen. There are so many things that God is doing right now. Amen. Much of it is going to require us to be in a position where we're able to financially persevere through what God is doing with us. Amen. And those that are continually being blessed by our ministry, those that are experiencing the blessings of the Lord, amen, we want to encourage you to sow a seed offering, amen. Oftentimes for those that even partner with us, amen, we'll send you out as well as messages or CDs or DVDs that God has given me, amen, that we have already prepared. We'll send that back to you as a token of our appreciation, amen, for the love gift offering that you've sown into the ministry, amen. So be encouraged, amen. If the Lord put it on your heart to sow, amen, go ahead, amen. All of that information is on our website, again, at www.kingdomfirstministriesusa.com. Praise God. Amen. We also got quite a few other things that are coming up in the near future. Amen. We're going to be celebrating our third year anniversary coming up September the 24th, I believe, September 24th, 25th, and 26th. And that is actually the last weekend of September. Amen. And we're looking to have a few dynamic speakers come out. Amen. In addition to my apostolic father, Apostle Raymond Witherspoon of Pontiac, Michigan. Amen. So if you guys like to be a part of that, feel free to contact the ministry. We'll get you more information out, whereas you can come out and be a part of that as well. Praise God. Amen. And I believe also we're going to be in Greenville, South Carolina with Apostle Rodney Jackson and EK and I on next month, which I believe is August the 27th. Praise God. I don't know why I got static in the phone here. Let me just see what we got going on here. Okay. Amen. So August the 27th will be with Apostle Rodney Jackson and EK and I, amen, in Greenville, South Carolina. Praise God. Amen. And that's going to be an awesome service. Amen. I'll be assisting him with the affirmation of Apostle Joe Cruz. And I'm not sure if Maggie's being ordained, but Maggie truly has a prophetic anointing on her life as well. Amen. And I'll probably also be sharing some words in fellowship with EKMI on that day or that weekend as well. Praise God. So certainly we got some good things going on. Amen. We're looking to advance over into the Illinois state area. Amen. We're going to be prayerfully at the Clarion Hotel and Suites right off of Halstead and 294. Amen. And we're going to have the opportunity to possibly contract with the hotel, and that's something that we kind of been believing God for, but we're still in search of a location, whereas we believe that God is going to release us into a very specific place where we can worship, and we can worship on a regular basis, amen, without having to be constricted to dates and times and of that matter, amen, but we can pretty much conducted, excuse me, according to the affairs and the orchestration of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. So I tell you, I'm excited about what God is doing. And we, again, have an exciting word for you on tonight. Amen. I pray, amen, that you can get on the phone. Amen. If you have to, get on your Facebook, get on your Twitter, email, text someone. Amen. Let them know that Kingdom Voices is live on the air. Amen. This is a message that you don't want to miss today. The Lord is going to release some awesome prophetic decrees. Amen. As well as some prayers of deliverance are going to come forth. Amen. I don't know if you all have the opportunity. If you can't access the internet, I want to encourage you to go to the Kingdom Voices website. Amen. Which is here on Blog Talk Radio. And I want you to look at the last entry that was made. And I believe it was on today, as a matter of fact, in the comment areas by Ambassador for Jesus. Amen. As you all know, we were in Texas a few weeks ago. Amen. And there were so many things that had transpired while we were there. We even got as far as to the point we were stranded in Texas for a day or so. And even when we tried to leave, it was like as if God meant it not for us to go. And there's a testimony there. I ministered on Sunday evening before we left out to come back home, and And out of all the places you wouldn't believe, I ministered in a home meeting. And there's a testimony there. If any of you all are interested, I want you all to go and read it. I'm not going to share it over the air. I want you to actually go and read it, because the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the testimony that's shared here, I believe that it's going to bless you. Amen. If you can, and if you have the opportunity, go ahead and check that out. I believe you're really going to be blessed by that. Praise God. Amen. And feel free, amen, if you also been blessed, amen, to be a part of what God has done. Amen. Feel free to share your testimonies as well. We're going to be changing our website pretty soon, amen, and we're going to be adding new features to it and doing some different things as God will continue to lead us, amen, in the days to come, amen, and we want to be able to also post various testimonies on the website as well. I'm going to go to a worship song because I believe that God's going to do some awesome things. I just want to say, God, we thank God also. We had an opportunity today. We took some of the people from KFMI today, and we went over to fellowship at Crusaders Ministry over in Chicago with Apostle Eckhart. Amen. And I'm telling you, the worship and praise was dynamic. We saw literally a move of God doing worship, amen, and it was just a blessing to be a part of that atmosphere, amen, on today, amen. And they had a guest speaker, I can't remember his name right offhand, I believe it was Dr. Coven, amen, but he preached on studying the Word of God, amen. And I believe that we're in a time where many people need to begin to study. And so many people, and I know everybody found out Apostle Eckhart was on Facebook. Everybody wanted to get on the bandwagon and connect with him. But, you know, he made mention, and I've always said this. Y'all heard me say this about all of these Facebook apostles and Facebook prophets. And you got MySpace prophets and apostles. You got all these different people with carrying titles. And they quoting scriptures and trying to explain what they're saying, and some of them just as kooky and as crooked as any other highway that you can drive between the north and the south of America. Amen. And I'm telling you, we got to get it together, y'all. It's necessary, you know. I wrote a blog in reference to those that attend seminary school in reference to studying the Word of God. I think that's great. But also, I think that in addition to going to a seminary school, you also need to be infused by an apostolic father. You still need those men and women of God that have had experience and have been strengthened with great grace and great power on their life to impart into you, amen, as opposed to just a classroom setting. And I think both are in order, because we do need to be taught. We need to do more teaching. I'm so vexed when I hear preachers tuning up all the time and constantly inspiring the people rather than imparting knowledge and wisdom into the people. You know, anybody can make folks shout. If all I got to do is holler a few syllables and add a if all I got to do is that, and that'll get you aroused and emotional, well, that's easy. And then you want to throw hundreds of dollars up at the pulpit just because I can real good. Glory to God. And then God said, if I can do that real good, and that's the only reason you want to sow, well, there's something wrong. There's something wrong with that picture, y'all. And so we got to get to a place where we're teaching, amen, and we're sharing and distributing the Word of God, amen, with wisdom and with knowledge and with understanding, amen, and releasing an impartation that's going to really set this world free because of the power of God, amen. Praise God, amen. Let me find a worship song here, amen, and I just want y'all to just sit back, worship with us, amen. We're going to come back in this. We're going to believe God, amen.
Let's give the Lord a shout of praise tonight.
Indeed, indeed. Praise God. Glory to God. It is time now for us to go to the throne room of grace, and we're going to believe God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. Father, we thank you for your mercies. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your love, God. We thank you for your grace, God. Father, I just pray now in the name of Jesus that as this message begins to go forth on this evening, God, that you would send forth your deliverance, O God, that you would send forth your mighty angels on your behalf, O God, to bring us the enlightenment of the Word of God, Father, as it refreshes us, as it renews us, God, as it draws us closer to you, Father. Lord, I pray that even now, God, that the spirit of error be broken, God, in the name of Jesus. I cancel the assignment of the enemy upon the lives of your people, O God, right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare as an apostolic battle axe in the earth, God, that this message, Father, would be preached and signs and wonders and miracles would be confirmed by it right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I declare in the earth tonight, God, that as we begin to loose the spirits of God, Father, that you would begin to bring us into a place of triumph and victory, God, that you would begin to bring us, Father, out of a place of defeat and despair, God, and that you would raise us up, Lord, like never before, Lord, as true sons and daughters in the earth, God. And, Father, that we should display the awesomeness and the reverence of your kingdom, because we are the citizens of your kingdom, Father. And Lord, I thank you right now because of this word, Father, that it shall deliver and it shall set free. And Father, it shall go forth, Father, and it shall pursue and recover all that the enemy has attempted to steal from us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare that the mulberry bushes are rumbling right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare that we are like Elijah sending forth the servant, Father, and we can see the cloud as it's in the form of a man's fist right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I declare, Father, that we can see the supernatural move of God, Father, coming upon the earth like never before, Father, stirring in our cities and over our regions, oh God, in the name of Jesus, manifesting itself and bringing forth a demonstration of your Holy Ghost in the midst of our ministries, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you because you have anointed me for this hour, Father, to bring forth a message of holiness, to bring forth a message of deliverance, to declare unto the house of Jacob their sins, oh God, in Jesus' name. And Father, I rebuke every spirit. I rebuke every spirit of demonic backlash and retaliation. I come against every spiritual barrage, oh God, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you for your blood that covers us, oh God. Now, Father, manifest your glory. Show us your glory, oh God, like never before. Father, let everyone that is on this call that is experiencing this anointing tonight, God, let everyone that is present, Father, let everyone that will listen to this message in the days to come, Father, experience the supernatural glory of God, even in their midst, oh God. I touch and agree with them right now, Father, even in the days to come, Father, for those that will listen in the archive, I touch and agree right now that your glory will be shown forth in the midst of your people, O Father, like never before. In Jesus' name, I pray and I thank you right now for moving by your Spirit, O God. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. I want to kind of piggyback and then I want to kind of pick up as well as release a very strategic impartation unto you on this evening. This message is going to be very key for many of you that have deliverance ministries and many of you who have prophesied in reference to people coming out of a place of defeat into a place of triumph. Those that have shared prophetic words and that have unlocked some of the mysteries of the kingdom concerning satanic and demonic operations over people's lives and how they escape from tribulation and how they come into a place of victory. This message, I believe, is key for you. This impartation that you're going to need tonight is going to not only enlighten you and bless you, but it's going to give you some keys of the kingdom of heaven that's going to help you establish others as they learn to loose the spirits of God. When the Lord dropped this in my spirit, I've seen this many times before, and I've heard so many traditional messages preached on the spirits of God. I think probably the most famous one comes out of Isaiah chapter 11. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go quickly there and share it. I do got some notes, but they're like more like footnotes of scriptures, excuse me, that I want to share tonight. But I don't have anything that is in order as opposed to which direction God's going to take us in. But I want to go there to Isaiah chapter 11. Praise God. If y'all can, if you got your Bibles, you're going to need your Bibles tonight. And I'm going to encourage you to take plenty of notes because I'm going there. I'm going in the scriptures tonight. This is probably the most traditional message in reference to the Spirit of God that I've probably heard. And many of you probably the same, but I'm going to actually bring you into a place as I shift you in this word tonight. Even in this particular passage of scripture, I want you to capture some things. And watch this. If you read it, it says in verse 2, it says, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." And verse 3, I like this too because it says, "And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears." It takes a very qualified, mature leader to understand these two scriptures that I just read. You just can't be any ordinary believer just reading the Bible because it's the right thing to do. No, you need revelation in these two scriptures because you have to be really mature. A lot of times I tell leaders, and many of your leaders that have sat under our ministry and that have drawn much from us, I've always shared that there are two reasons why you can't minister yet. Or there are two spirits that you need to be delivered from before you begin to operate in ministry. And number one is the spirit of rejection. And number two is the spirit of lust. I look at this in verse 3, it says, "And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears." Sometimes because what you perceive in the natural and what you hear in the natural can easily cause you to reject or to be rejected if you're not mature enough to handle the Spirit of God that will also come of you in addition to the Holy Ghost. Well, that's why we have access to the Holy Ghost when we first come to Christ. You know, it's meant for us as believers because it's our keeping power. But there are spirits of God that come on us that in the form of maturity. Because there is what I call the kavod, the glory of God, which is the same thing that Adam, and y'all heard us talk about this before in previous messages. I told you I got to piggyback off some stuff. It was the same thing that Adam was wearing in the garden when he was walking alongside God during the cool of the day. Mm-hmm. You know, Adam didn't know he was naked then. He just knew he was with God. When you're a mature leader, and you've been literally dipped inside of the presence of God. You've been baptized with the fire of the Holy Ghost.
You've been submerged in the Spirit of God. You have a certain anointing of God's Spirit, which is a spirit of wisdom, a spirit of understanding, a spirit of counsel and might. I got the spirit of counsel from God because I'm like Adam. I'm walking alongside God because of the kavod of the Lord that's on the outside of me during the cool of my day. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but you have to be able to experience the cool of the day on a daily basis. You just can't experience it once or twice in your life. It needs to be something that you're experiencing all the time. We're going to talk about that at another time. That's almost a whole other message if I could get off into it. But it also it shows us that we have the spirit of might, because God's spirit comes on us to strengthen us during times when people misuse us, or when they accuse us, or when they try to bring reproach against us. This is why he said here in verse 3, he says that, "And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears." Look at this. Watch this. The spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord is necessary, because, you know, I like how the fear of the Lord is the last thing that's mentioned. You know, I have to bring some form of correction both to myself as well as others, because, you know, it's interesting, because I knew I would end up touching on this tonight, when that Isaiah would mention even in this scripture that the fear of the Lord being the last part, or the last a spirit of God coming on us. Watch this. Let's flip over to a familiar passage of scripture over in the book of Acts, chapter 5. Amen. Chapter 5. Praise God. That's where I want to go. The book of Acts, chapter 5. Praise God. We always want to refer back to the actions of the apostles in reference to anything supernatural stirring in the midst of the church. It's necessary for us to get an understanding of what God was doing because of the movement of his spirit, because of the flowing of his spirit, because of the operation of his spirit, and because of the gifts and callings of his spirit. We want to understand what God was saying here. Look at this in Acts chapter 5. Watch this. It says, "But a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy to it," which she means she knew about it, "and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thy own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God." Verse 5 says, "And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear." I wish I had a church, y'all. I say this, y'all. Say that with me. "And great fear came on all of them that heard these things." Verse 6 says, "And the young men arose, wound him up," which means they wrapped him up in his grave clothes. Come on, somebody. "And carried him out and buried him." And verse 7 says, "And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in." Verse 8 says, "And Peter answered unto her, Tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, Yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, How is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out." Verse 10 says, "Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon many as heard these things." Twice the fear of the Lord came on the church, y'all. The fear of the Lord came on the church twice. And verse 12 says, watch this. This is what happens after the fear came on the church. Verse 12 says, "And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch." Here's something that we're going to have to begin to understand what God is doing in this day. in order for us to begin to tap into this dimension, whereas we see the apostles in our time, where we see the prophets and many of the fivefold ministry gift leaders tapping into many signs and wonders, there's going to have to come a great fear upon the church, which means that there's going to be a price paid in order for that fear of the Lord to be put upon the church. I like how Isaiah used it as being the last thing, because right now we have all of these things. We've got the spirit of wisdom. We've got the spirit of knowledge and understanding. We got the spirit of might and the spirit of counsel. But when right now the church is lacking in the sense of the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And God is going to use men and women of God such as ourselves to begin to stir the church up for the fear of the Lord. The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Remember the scripture says, and the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Watch. My God. Look at that in Isaiah 11, chapter 11, verse 2 again. My God, I just see how the Lord just kind of just took that thing and just showed us how it works over and over again, how it's a constant cycle. Amen. This is why the Spirit of God is so important for us to understand. You know, when we talk about loosing the spirits of God, I don't want y'all to be confused to say that there's outside of the Holy Ghost, I got to be filled with these other spirits of God. No, because when we're filled with the Spirit of God, we also have access to these spirits of God because they're all the same working in one. You know, it's interesting. You know, last Sunday we talked about how it's important for the church to advance the kingdom by operating in the gifts of the Spirit. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about this is the self-same Lord, but worketh in the same Spirit. And he gives us the ability to operate in these dimensions. Look at that again in Isaiah chapter 11. Verse 12, the Lord dropped this in my spirit while I was just talking about this, when he said the first one is the spirit of wisdom, the last one is the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And so, again, the first shall be last, the last shall be first. The beginning of the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. My God, I love it, Lord, I love it. Hallelujah. So God wants to bring us into a greater understanding concerning just how we interpret just that scripture in that one reference, but in how we exercise and we profit from releasing or from loosing the spirits of God, even over the church. Amen. We got to get to a place that we don't just do things out of context either. You know, we really look at that story of Ananias and Sapphira, And we see how the Bible says that they not only tempted the Lord, but they lied not to men but unto God. Anytime the church enters into a place where you're accessing the Spirit of God in such a way where the Spirit of God is pouring out upon all the flesh, God's glory comes in such a way that you have to be careful how you treat God's Spirit. You just can't come in the presence of God any kind of way. You know, you look back in the Old Testament, if there was some type of folly on them priests' life when they would go into the Holy of Holies, you keep in mind that they would wear bells on their robe because and they had a rope tied around them when they would go inside to make the sacrifice. And if the people on the outside that was holding on to the ropes didn't hear that bell ringing no more, that means that the priest might have died. That's why they had that rope, so they could pull them out of the presence of God. There was something wrong with him. And I believe that God is, in a sense, spiritually bringing us back into this place that we're having ropes tied around us. In some instances, when we come up in certain churches and we come into certain fellowships, that's why some of y'all just can't. No, I'm going to wait before I even go there, because the Lord just put that in my spirit. No, I'm going to say it anyway. This is one of the reasons why a lot of folks don't come to your church. Because it's something in their spirit that is not right with God, and when they come into the presence of God, the true presence and manifestation of God's glory, and they come up in there any kind of way, something in them gonna die. And a lot of times they want to keep it alive. because of their folly, because of the stuff that's going on in their life. And they want to keep that thing alive. It's a it would be something if they had bells attached to them. My God. I tell you, God is bringing us back into a place where his glory is resting so strong upon the church that don't expect for people to just run up in your door and fellowship with you just because they want to. No, when they come, they're coming to receive the blessings of the Lord that's going to make them rich and add no sorrow. Now, when they come, they're coming to receive breakthrough. When they come, they're coming to receive the supernatural anointing and presence of God upon their life. When they're coming, they're coming to receive. They're coming to receive not only salvation in their life, but salvation in their family's life. Let me tell you something. It's something about being in the presence of a man and woman of God that has the kavod of God's glory upon their life, the person who walks in the counsel of the Almighty and walks in the grace of God with fear and with wisdom and understanding. The Bible says that even when Paul and Silas was in the prison and they began to praise God, amen, there was a man that was in there, a guard, amen, that was watching over them. And not only did he get saved, but the word of the Lord tells us that even the family got saved. Oh, man, the whole household, my God. There's something about being in the presence of God because of the glory of God that is resting upon the men and women of God that have set over the house, that when you connect with them, everything else in your life begins to line up. Some of y'all are wondering why things are not lining up in this perspective. I thought I was sitting with a man of God. I thought I was in a place where I could receive God's glory. I thought I was in a place where I was receiving all that God had for me. I thought I was in that place. But because they're not loosing the Spirit of God that is on them back on you, you're not being able to receive all that God has for you. And then again, some of you are in the right place, but you just continually reject God's presence off your life because you want to do things your way. Amen, amen. You want to continue to do things your way, the way you want to do it, the way you feel like doing it. Amen. Look, watch this. I got to go back over to in Matthew chapter 16, praise God. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. Amen. We've been studying from this scripture for quite some time now. And since the Lord dropped it in my spirit over 9 months ago, we've been studying from this scripture. And I want to look at this in a different way tonight. Amen. Let's look at this. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. As a matter of fact, I believe, let me see, I want to read from the Amplified Version. Praise God. Let me get that real quickly. I want to read from the Amplified Version. Glory to God. Amen, amen. I pray that y'all are taking notes. This is very important tonight. You definitely want to mark down these scriptures because we're going to touch a lot of points tonight, and then I'm going to release some prophetic prayers and decrees as well. Amen, amen. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. I'm not sure if you all, I like the Amplified Version. Amen. But in reference to our lesson text tonight, we're going to come out of the Amplified Version. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, it says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind or declare to be improper and unlawful on earth must be what is already bound in heaven, and whatever you loose or declare lawful on earth must be what is already loosed in heaven. Amen. Amen. Let's look at this. I want to I want y'all to understand something in reference to this, because this particular scripture, as much as we've been taught both in deliverance and much as we've been taught in the area of casting out devils and all of these different types of things, I want to show you something. You wonder why a lot of leaders or even believers, for that matter, are not experiencing the signs of a believer. Watch this. Let's go to the book of Mark. Let's look at that. The book of Mark, amen, chapter 16. I'm just flowing with the Holy Ghost, y'all. I told y'all I got some footnotes, but I'm the scriptures that I'm going to tonight are way off the chart, amen. But this, I'm just going to flow with the Holy Ghost. Go to the book of Mark, chapter 16, praise God. And I'm in the King James Version on this one. Mark chapter 16, verse 15, it says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And verse 16 says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." And verse 17 is, this is where I want to flow it. It says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them, but shall hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." These are the signs of the believer. I believe that we're in a time where God is bringing us back into a place where many of us, because of our faithfulness, because of our love for God, because of our perseverance, God is raising us up as believers, as strong citizens of the kingdom, people who have colonized because of the kingdom of God, to begin to flow in signs and wonders. Whereas we've been equipped by true apostolic and prophetic leadership because of our connection with them and because of the grafting of the glory of God and our connection with them, God has aligned us to be able to receive these supernatural keys that Jesus had released into the hands of Peter. Yeah, many of you have come into a place where you're accessing the kingdom of heaven because of the keys of the kingdom of heaven that have come to you because of being obedient and because of faithfulness. And God is releasing the believers back into a time where we're able to cast out devils. Come on, somebody. Where we're able to lay hands on the sick that they may recover. That we're able to speak with new tongues. When we would drink or eat anything deadly, it would not harm us. Amen. Come on, somebody. And so God is bringing us back to a place where we're able, because what is already declared to be improper and unlawful on the earth, we're able to access heaven and to bound it, because it's already bound in heaven, and able to bind it here in the earth. And that was declared lawful on the earth because it is already lawful in heaven. We're able to loose it from heaven back into the earth. Oh, y'all don't want to hear me tonight. Come on, somebody. We're in the most glorious time that we can ever experience in the church. One of the things about loosing the spirits of God in reference to loose, when we begin to pray, we need to understand that loosing is a part of our warfare. The Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Come on, somebody. They're not fleshly. They're not natural. It's not something that we just contend with because it's just something to do. But no, it's watch this. The scripture says it. Let's read it. Let's read it together. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Let's read it together. Amen. If you got it in your scriptures. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh," verse 3, "we do not war after the flesh." Verse 4, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Verse 5 says, "Casting down imaginations and everything that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." It's just so awesome that we would even see even the spirits of God mentioning being mentioned here, mighty through God, the spirit of might, the spirit of might through God, the spirit of knowledge of God. We need to be mighty and knowledgeable through God to know that loosing the spirits of God, even through in times of prayer and spiritual warfare, that we have, that our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty. And we need to be able to use our weapons. I want to give you an impartation tonight, and I want to impart some weapons to you. The first one that I want to impart unto you is the spirit of God, or the spirit of adoption. Losing the spirit of the God of adoption. Let's look at this in Romans chapter 8, verse 15. Praise God. The Romans chapter 8, verse 15. Amen. Amen. Look at that. If you got there, I hope you're writing this down. The spirit of adoption. Amen. And it says in verse 15, it says, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." Ah, I love the next verse. It says, "The spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be, that we may be also glorified together." So when we loose the spirit of adoption, we loose the spirit of adoption against the spirit of bondage. Some of you might be bound to sin. Some of you might be bound to fornication, bound to adultery, bound to cheating, bound to stealing, bound to sickness, bound to disease, bound to all different matters of ungodliness. But when we loose the spirit of adoption, when we're crying out to the Lord, our spirit is making intercession unto the Lord, we loose the spirit of adoption, we overcome the spirit of bondage. So we need to loose the spirit of God, or the spirit of the God of adoption, so that we can be loose from the spirit of bondage and from fear. Amen. Come on, somebody. That's in the word. We need to loose the spirit of God, or the spirit of the God of adoption, against spirits of bondage. So when you're bound to all of these different things, loose the spirit of adoption, amen, according to the word of God, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. When you're praying in the spirit and you're interceding on the behalf of heaven, the entire book of the Romans chapter 8 talks about being led by the Spirit and praying in the Spirit. And when you go and you read in verse 26 through 28, it says, "Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities." Infirmities is a spirit of bondage. "For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." So when we begin to deal with the spirit of bondage and fear, we need to loose the spirit of God, or loose the spirit of the God of adoption, against the spirits of bondage. Amen. Come on, y'all. Praise God. Amen. Look at this. Let's look at another one. We want to loose a broken and contrite spirit. A broken and contrite spirit. Let's go to the book of Psalms, chapter 51. Amen. Years ago, Fred Hammond came out with an awesome worship song. Amen. And I remember worshiping the Lord and being broken with a contrite spirit a lot. When I would listen to that song, it was something about accessing the presence of God. Amen. Through that anointed song. Amen. And I believe, I remember when he was saying, "Can I get closer to Jesus?" in that song. "Can I be in your word?" I forget how that goes. It's in the, it's on the Spirit of David CD, amen. And I used to have some of the songs loaded on here, amen. But it's an awesome song, and I encourage many of y'all to listen to it. Let's look at this in Psalms chapter 51, verse 17. Psalms 51 and verse 17, and it says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. Oh, God, thou would not despise. Amen. Amen. Look at that. It's the sacrifices are God of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. The sacrifices of God. Amen. Look at this. Let's look at contrite. It's Psalms chapter 34, verse 18. Psalms 34 and verse 18. Amen. This is some more that God wants us to understand about being contrite. Amen. In Psalms 34, 18, it says, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. Look at this. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15. Amen. So much scripture here in reference to loosing the spirit of God, or the spirit of the God of a broken spirit or a contrite spirit. Amen. Isaiah chapter 57. Amen. This is some good stuff, y'all. This is some good stuff. I hope y'all taking notes. Amen. I got quite a few scriptures I want to cover. Amen, but I want to keep it in good time. Amen. Isaiah chapter 57 and verse 15. It says, for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. My God. Watch this. I want to even connect this with humility. Oh yeah, with a humble spirit. Being humility. This is how closely related, even have a broken spirit, a contrite spirit, and a spirit of humility. We need to loose the spirit of God, the spirit of the God of a broken spirit, the spirit of the God of humility, the spirit of the God of a contrite spirit. Amen. We need to loose these spirits even during times of seeking the face of God, when we're laying on our face and we're crying out to God and we're believing and touching heaven. We need to begin to loose these spirits of God even during times of prayer. These are the weapons of your warfare. When the enemy has come in like a flood, the Bible says that God would raise up a standard. God will release us and give us the men and women of God that will not only teach us how to loose the spirits of God, but after we have received the impartation of the decrees that have been spoken over us and we have activated in our own lives, when we get into prayer, we begin to bombard heaven our own selves. We begin to cast out devils our own selves. We begin to lay hands on the sick our own selves. We begin to prophesy our own selves. We don't always need to wait for the leadership to do it. That's what's wrong with a lot of us. We always wait for somebody to go to heaven on our behalf when God has already given us the ability to do it our own selves. Amen. Amen. Look at this. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 16. I love Proverbs. I recommend that everybody that is somebody in the kingdom of God, amen, study the book of Proverbs. Amen. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 19. Amen. Matter of fact, I'm going to read right 19 and 20. It says, better it is to be of a humble spirit with a lowly man than to divide the spoil with the proud. And verse 20 says, he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth the Lord, happy is he. Come on, somebody. Happy is he. He that handles the matter. Sometimes when you're loosing the spirits of God over your life, you will see God begin to do some miraculous things. Sometimes you might have to go through some things before you start to experience the miraculous things. And you always end up getting folks around you when you're going through your necessary trial or tribulation in order to obtain your breakthrough. You always find the naysayers around. Watch this. Go to the book of Job, chapter 32. Praise God. The book of Job. Amen. Book of Job, chapter 32. Y'all know the story. Amen. Why? When Job was going through his little dilemma, and he had a naysayer around him. Look at this. Job chapter 32. Amen. And I like this. Did you know that even that God is a spirit that constrains us to? Look at verse 18. Job chapter 32, verse 18. For I am full of matter. The spirit within me constraineth me. Glory to God. He said, the spirit within me constraineth me. He was dealing with somebody that was trying to get him to confess to some stuff that he never even did. Or to get it, or to come up with a conclusion, or to draw a conclusion on something that wasn't even real. Here, look at this. Let's go to another one. Let me see how much time we got here. Praise God. Amen. We got plenty of time. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's go to another one. Amen. Yes. Let's go to. Oh yeah, this is what I gotta touch on. Let's go to Luke chapter 1, verse 17. I love this one because in the New Testament, the word Elias is probably mentioned 30 times in the King James Version. New Testament is mentioned 30 times. Jesus was referred to as the God of Elias. A lot of times when you're in prayer, sometimes it's good to loose the spirit of God or the spirit of the God of Elias, the spirit of the God of Elijah. And Elias is another word for Elijah. When you're in prayer, I recommend, and I, as a matter of fact, I declare that you would even loose the spirit of Elijah during times of prayer. Amen. Watch this. Look at it again in Luke chapter 1, verse 17. Praise God. Luke chapter 1, verse 17. I pray again that you are taking some notes here tonight. Amen. Luke chapter 1, verse 17. And it says, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just to make ready the people prepared for the Lord. Amen. And so here it is. The Bible says that Jesus, it talks about Jesus here. He went in the power of the spirit and the power of Elias or Elijah. So sometimes when you're in prayer, one of the weapons of warfare that you can use is to loose the spirit of the God of Elijah in prayer. That's necessary. You want to loose it, y'all. Matter of fact, when you go back and you study Elijah, we know that Elijah had the ability to shut up the heavens as well as to open the heavens. Amen. When he declared the famine over the land. And a lot of times we need to begin to loose the spirit of Elijah. For those of you, even with the experience that we had when we were in Texas and we were dealing with principalities, the thing that we needed to do was to loose the spirit of the God of Elijah over that region because of the principality or even the famine of the word of God as well as the spirit of God, amen, that was over that region. Oh, I'm going to end up going somewhere else. Let me finish here, praise God. Let's look at another one here. Amen. And as I begin to wrap some of this up, we're going to pray and we're going to believe God as we loose the spirits of God tonight. Amen. Let's look at this one. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 13. Amen. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 13. Glory to God. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 13. Amen. And you know, not only are you being imparted tonight with some necessary weapons for warfare, amen, but you're also accessing the kingdom of heaven by grabbing hold of these teachings tonight. And because of your connection, even with me, tonight, I'm releasing some keys to the kingdom of heaven. I'm unlocking some mysteries as you begin to pray, amen, and you begin to loose the spirits of God during times of prayer and believe God tonight, amen. look at this again, Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 13, and it says, "A talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter." Now, I like verse 14 and 2. It says, "Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety." Amen. So, again, here it is. You know, all of what we've been saying. In our reference text tonight in Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, it is because of the people of God that acknowledge their senior apostolic leader, the Apostle Peter, that they have access into the kingdom of heaven. It's because of him with having the ability to take the keys to the kingdom of heaven and unlock the mysteries of the kingdom, because he's been announced to the principalities over that region, and because he's having access to the heavens in such a way that the Spirit of God, which is the same glory of God that rested upon Adam, that kavod that rested on him, and even that spirit of counsel, which we just talked about in Isaiah chapter 11, the spirit of might, because of all of this coming upon you and the men and women of God that God has already set up for this time, it's because of this that he has given you the ability, according to the word of God, amen, to have a faithful spirit. To be faithful in what God has given you. Look at this. The God, loosing the spirit of God, or the spirit of the God of faithfulness, is in the same as constraining. Job was faithful in constraining of what God was doing in his life. See, a lot of times we preach how Job complained and because he was going through and he experienced all of this craziness, but God knew that he was faithful. The God of faithfulness was that same kavod or glory of God that was resting upon Job, that gave him the ability to understand that he had a spirit to constrain whatever was in him, to hold on to God's unchanging hand, as they used to say. He had the ability to remain faithful in spite of all the trials and tribulations that he was going through. So sometimes in prayer, when you're going through a situation, you can't pay your bills on time, when you can't seem to make a way out of no way, when you're struggling with an issue, when you're struggling with a person, when you're struggling with some things, when you just can't seem to get a breakthrough, you're always a day late and a dollar short. Sometimes you just got to remain faithful in your praying, and you need to loose the spirit of the God of faithfulness upon your life, and you need to walk in the mighty counsel of God with the God of faithfulness, and you need to constrain your faithfulness and know that God is going to see you through. Look at this. Not only is God the God of faithfulness, but he is also the God of faith. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, it's so much that God wants us to understand, and this is why we need to loose the spirits of God even through prayer. We need to loose him. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, it says, "We have in the same spirit of faith," let me say that again, "we having the same spirit of faith," and not just the apostles, y'all, not just the prophets and the prophetess, not just the evangelists, the pastors and teachers, but it says, "We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak." Ah, so if you're a believer, watch this. If you believe God, we need to loose the spirit of the God of faith over our confessions. Godly confessions. Some of y'all need to watch what you say. You need to be careful what comes out of your mouth. You need to be faithful over your words. You need to have faith over what you're saying. If you got enough faith to believe that somebody got issues and they're never going to amount to anything, you need to be careful. If you believe it that much, you need to be careful what you say, because you literally bring reproach on a person when you believe like that. But if you believe that that person that truly loves God is going to be victorious in all that they can do, you need to confess that thing. You need to loose the God or the spirit of the God of faith over their life and begin to make positive confessions over them. You need to loose the spirit of the God of faith over your leadership, over your pastors, over your apostles, over your evangelists, over your teachers, over your prophets and your seers. You need to loose the God of faith over them through making wise confessions. Father God, I believe that you have given my apostles and prophets the ability to take this region. I believe that you're going to give them the finances and the resources to take this region. Father, I loose the spirit of the God of faith over my apostles and prophets to take this region. I loose the God of faith over my apostles and prophets to take this region by any means necessary. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me. My God. We need to understand that we need to loose the God of faithfulness. We need to loose the God of faith. We need to loose him like never before, y'all. We need to loose it, y'all. We need to loose him. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at a couple of more, and then I'm going to wrap it up, and I'm going to open up the lines, amen, for prayer. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna proceed to do some prophetic decrees and pray some prayers of deliverance tonight. Amen. Let's look at one more here. Ah, yes, Lord. Let's go to Matthew chapter 18 and verse 10. I'm going to actually do two more. I got to wrap up the last one, and where I left, it's kind of a piggyback off of our message from last Sunday. Amen. Matthew chapter 18, verse 10. Matthew chapter 18, verse 10. Amen. Important scripture here tonight. And very important. I'll say that one more time for all that are still flipping through the scriptures, even such as myself. Amen. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 10. Amen. It says, take heed that you despise, or that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven, there, meaning their angels, meaning their, them, they have their own angels, do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. I want to encourage y'all to go and read the entire portion of that chapter. It's talking about some various things here, even in reference to children. Amen. I made mention last Sunday how the scriptures declare that we should suffer not the little children to come unto him, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. But even in reference to this scripture, not just the little ones, but all of us, because, you know, a few verses up, it talks about whosoever there shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven, which means the same has access to the glory of God, has access to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. So one of the things that we need to loose is the spirit of the God of the angels that see over us. Each person has angels. Amen. So we need to loose the spirit of God who has the ability to loose his angels over us. Amen. And that's important. All of us. I like the scripture with it. And when David says, "And truly goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will, as I dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. Those are also angels of goodness and mercy. Amen. That follow us. Amen. There are specific angels that have been sent to us on assignment by the Lord. Amen. That God has given them the ability to access heaven on our behalf. Amen. And we need to loose the spirit of God for each person's angel. Amen. Upon our lives, over our ministries, over our regions. Praise God. That is important. Amen. That's necessary. Amen. This is one of the reasons why many of our local churches are not experiencing supernatural presences of God, amen, because we either have individuals that have a tough time believing, too many skepticism going on, or we have a lack of understanding of the kingdom of heaven, amen, and that's necessary, amen, that we continually get an understanding of the kingdom of heaven, the glory of God, amen, the presence of God, the anointing of God, amen, and how we corporately play a part in accessing His presence in the sanctuary, amen. One more, let's look at which I believe is probably an important one, amen, is the spirit of the God of prophecy. The spirit of the God of prophecy. We want to always and constantly in our church services and over our ministries, we want to loose the spirit of God or loose the spirit of the God of prophecy. Amen. Let's go to a familiar scripture passage. Amen. I covered this last Sunday in our church services over in Revelation chapter 19, verse 10. Amen. Revelation chapter 19, verse 10. Amen. This is necessary, y'all. Necessary. It says here in verse 10, Revelation chapter 19, verse 10. I'm in the King James Version still. It says, "And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou doest not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So we want to loose the spirit of God or the spirit of the God of prophecy so that we can testify of Jesus Christ during worship. Amen. I recommend that if you are a praise and worship leader, if God has anointed your voice, amen, and if he has equipped you, amen, to play skillfully upon the instruments, amen, I would recommend that even before you as a group, even during service time, begins to come out and pray, that you should decree and declare in prayer, amen, as a corporately, that God would loose the spirit of the God of prophecy while you play skillfully upon the instruments and the psalmist begins to sing prophetically. And that not only as you're loosing the spirit of the God of prophecy upon the minstrels and the psalmists, but that the spirit of prophecy, the spirit of the God of prophecy, will fall even upon the sanctuary, upon the laymen, upon the apostles and prophets, upon the evangelists, pastors and teachers, upon the deacons and the elders, upon all those that are in the place, amen, that the spirit of prophecy would come on them in such a way that they would testify of Jesus Christ. And so, therefore, we need to loose the spirit of the God of prophecy because of worship. Amen. And we even need to loose the spirit of the God of worship. We need to loose worship as well. Look at John chapter 4, verse 24. The book of John chapter 4, verse 24. Amen. The book of John chapter 4, verse 24. Amen. And the scripture read, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." So when we loose the spirit of the God of worship over the atmosphere and during times of praise and worship, we not only release and loose the spirit of worship, but we also loose the spirit of the God of truth over the atmosphere. 1 John chapter 4, verse 6. Look at that. Amen. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 6. It says, "We are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." So when we loose the spirit of worship, when we loose the God of the spirit of worship over the atmosphere, we also loose the spirit of the God of truth. And before we even go into the service and begin to preach and teach the word of God, we cancel out the spirit of error automatically. It is our weapon of warfare against error in the church. My God. This is why I believe the word of God came so strongly when we were even in Texas that we needed to intensify our worship. Because even in intensifying our worship, even on an individual basis, we exclude and we cancel and we break the spirit of error when we are in intense worship. Y'all not hearing me. Y'all, you know, sometimes a prophetic word is much deeper than just what we heard God say and speak. But when we begin to release it apostolically and we begin to declare it over the body of Christ, God begins to bring us into a whole nother dimension concerning that word. And God wants us to be enlightened, because when we tap into the truth, we don't have to worry about any error. We don't have to worry about confusion. We don't have to worry about whether or not somebody going to teach us the wrong thing, because we have loosed the spirit of the God of worship. We have loosed the spirit of the God of prophecy. We have loosed the spirit of the God of praise. We have loosed the spirit of the God of humility. We have loosed the spirit of the God of mercy, of might, of counsel. We have loosed the spirit of God over the people, and it cancels away all the unnecessary stuff that we have to endure as a people. I'm telling y'all, tonight I believe God is going to begin to take this message in a simplified form, and is going to take it and begin to stir it on the insides of your bellies in the name of Jesus. And out of your belly is going to flow rivers of living water. And as you begin to move in the things of God, and as you begin to loose the spirits of God over your ministry, over your family, over your situations, over your circumstances, over your trials, over your tribulations, you're going to see a mighty move of God in your life that you've never experienced before. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So I'm gonna wrap it up right there. Amen. And I'm going to, we got 29 minutes remaining. I'm going to play another song. Amen. I'm going to come back, and then we're going to pray some prayers and make some decrees and declare some things before God. Amen. And then I'm going to open up the lines. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Who's there?
Amen. I'm just going to begin to pray here. Amen. And I want to encourage you all, amen, if you can and if you have the opportunity, come back and listen to the archive, amen, and listen to these prayers, amen, because I believe that God's going to release a dynamic anointing tonight, amen, through these prayers. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we come boldly, and we come boldly, God, before your throne of grace, Lord, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you just begin right now, Lord, to release and to loose the spirits of the God of abundance, God, the spirit of the God of abundance over our life in the name of Jesus. I pray that you loose the spirit of the God of adoption, Father, because we have got the victory, Father, from the spirits of bondage that have been over our life, God, the spirits of bondage that have caused fear, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, loose the spirits of the gods of the angels of the Lord, O God, and in the name of Jesus. Lord, loose the spirit of the God of the blessings, O God, according to your word, O Father. Release and loose, Father, loose the spirits of the God of a broken and contrite spirit, O God, in the name of Jesus, according to your word, O Father. And because of our faithfulness, Father, and because of our faith, O God, Father, I pray that you loose the spirit of the God of constraining, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, loose the spirit of the God of counsel and might. Father, loose the spirit of the God of knowledge, the spirit of the God of the fear of the Lord, O Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you loose the spirit of the God of deliverance tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. For many of us are crying out before you, O Lord. We're crying out, Father, that you deliver us from our own selves, O Father. That you deliver us out of our way, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we cry unto you, Father, to loose the spirit of the gods of deliverance, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that you loose the spirit of the God of diligently searching, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. For all those of us, God, that are diligently searching and looking and coming after you, O God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you loose the spirit of the God of each person's angel, O God, according to your word, O Father. Father, I pray that you loose the spirits. Loose the spirit of the God of Elijah, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you loose the spirit of the God of excellence, God, over our spirits, O Father, in the name of Jesus. Just like Daniel, Father, who was looked upon by the king by having an excellent spirit, Father, I pray that you begin to loose the spirit of the God of excellency down on the inside of us, God, that we may do great exploits, O God, according to your word, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you loose the God, or loose the spirit of the God of fervency, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you loose the spirit of the God of freedom, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you loose the spirit of the God of good, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you loose the spirit of the God of good, O Lord, the God of grace, O God, the God of Gilead, God, the God of honor, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you loose the spirit of the God of humility, O Father, in the name of Jesus, according to your word. I pray that you loose the spirit of the God of inventiveness, O God, in the name of Jesus. Loose the spirit of the God of Jacob, O Father, the same man of God, Lord, that you promised that you would bless his seed and even his seed, God. The same man of God that you had given access to the heavens, O God, that you had caused one land to become lust into the land of Beth, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you loose the spirit of the God of joy, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you loose the spirit of the God of judgment, O Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray and I declare and I decree, God, that you would even overturn unrighteous judgment, God, that has been set before us, God, that has been placed above our family, O God, in the name of Jesus, that has been put over our family members and on our ministries, O God. I pray that you loose
the spirit of the God of judgment according to your word, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you loose the spirit of the God of life, Father, for you are a God that brings forth life, God. You came to give us life and that more abundantly, God. I thank you right now, Father, for the loosing of the spirit of the God of abundance and the loosing of the spirit of the God of life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for loosing the spirit of the God of life, giving God, according to your word, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for loosing the spirit of the God of love, God. I thank you for the agape love, God, between the brother and father, in the name of Jesus, over our churches and ministries, O God, even in our regions, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for loosing, the spirit of the God of meekness and of quietness, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for loosing the spirit of the God of ministering, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for loosing the spirit of the God of newness, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for loosing the spirit of the God of patience, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for loosing the spirit of the God of peace, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for loosing the God of plenty, O God, that we have plenty enough, O God, that we won't have room enough to receive, O Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for releasing and for loosing the spirit of the God of power, O God, in the name of Jesus. It's the same power that came upon the church in the book of Acts, O God, the same power of the Holy Ghost that came upon us as a people, O God, because we were on one accord, Father. I thank you for loosing the God of the spirit of the God of praise, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for loosing the spirit of the God of prayer, O God, over your church, Lord, according to your word, Father. I pray that you loose your church into a place of prayer, God, that the church begins to pray without ceasing like never before, O God, and that you would begin to loose the church, Father, for angelic activity, God, for signs and wonders and miracles, Father. I thank you for loosing the God of prayer, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for loosing the spirit of the God of prophecy over the church, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for loosing the God of the spirit of God, of the God of worship, O Lord, for loosing the spirit of the God of truth, O Father, over your church, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now, Father, for loosing the spirit of God, of the quickening, O God, in the name of Jesus, Father. For we know now, God, we need a quickening in our spirit, O God, in the name of Jesus. A quickening of your word, a quickening of your spirit, a quickening of your love, God, a quickening in prayer, God, a quickening of your power, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now for loosing the spirit of the God of quiet, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for bringing rest, God, to those that are in need of it, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for loosing the spirit of the God of readiness, God. In the name of Jesus. For we will always be ready as you are ready for us, O God. In the name of Jesus. I thank you right now for loosing the spirit of the God of a retentive mind, God. I thank you for loosing the spirit of the God of riches, O Father. I thank you for loosing the spirit of a God of righteousness, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for loosing the spirit of the God of the seven spirits of God, according to the word of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for loosing the spirit of the God of singing, in Jesus' name. I thank you for loosing, God, for loosing the spirit of the God of a sound mind. I thank you for loosing the spirit of the God of strength, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now for loosing the spirit of the God of understanding and the spirit of the God of wisdom upon our lives, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you are loosing your spirit, O Lord, over your people, because you are the God of willing, Lord. You are a willing God. And I thank you, Father, because our will is your will, O God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I loose us right now, Father, and our family, and the family of the angels of God to fight our battles in the heavenlies. Let them guard us from Satan and all his hosts who would have us believing and agreeing with lies. We bind all deception within us, O God, that would prevent any more from getting through to us, O God. Lord, minister to our needs according to your words in the name of Jesus. Upon all fears, I loose perfect agape, true pure love, the love of God, and our love for each other according to your word. For the power and a sound mind and self-control, O God, upon our minds and all deceiving spirits, I loose knowledge, revelation and understanding, wisdom and truth, diligently searching freedom and deliverance, O God. Upon all marriage and family-destroying spirits, I loose God's family-protecting angels in the name of Jesus. Upon the rejected, I loose the love of the brethren and the acceptance of God and the approval of men according to your word. I loose the adoption as children of God right now in the name of Jesus. Upon all Ahab and Jezebel spirits, I loose the spirits of Elijah right now in the name of Jesus. I loose the hounds of heaven. I loose upon also the spirits of aggressiveness. I loose boldness and zealousness and willingness and readiness and service and fairness and honesty. I loose obedience and creativity in the name of Jesus. I loose inventiveness and retentive mind, O God. I loose in the name of Jesus, maturity and purity, O God. I loose holiness, O God, in the name of Jesus. I loose thankfulness and worship, O God. I loose singing, O God, upon all Ahab and Jezebel spirits. I loose judgment, O God, in the name of Jesus. I loose repentance and conviction, O God, in the name of Jesus, upon all Ahab and Jezebel spirits. I loose all the fruits of the spirit of love and joy and peace and patience and long suffering, O God. I loose gentleness and kindness and goodness, O God. I loose humility, O Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I loose temperance and self-control of all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, O Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I loose wisdom and knowledge and faith. I loose prophecies. I loose healings and miracles in the name of Jesus. I loose tongues and interpretation of tongues and the gift of discernment of spirits, O Father, in the name of Jesus. We also loose each person's angels, O God, grace, mercy, and supplication, life, health, and healing, and restoration, well-being, and life-giving spirits in the name of Jesus. Father, I loose counsel and skill to rule, might and strength, reverence for the Lord. I loose the seven spirits of God for the quickening and success and victory and the profit and prosperity and the abundance and plenty of the church, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, in Jesus' name, as we even declare and decree deliverance over your people, Father, I loose the spirits of destruction, burning, and judgment on all demons in the name of Jesus. Father, I cancel the assignment of hell right now that's been levied against your people tonight, Father, for all those that are listening under the sound of my voice. And Father, I decree and I declare because of their praise, God, that the spirits of the Lord would be loose. Even now, I decree and I declare because of prayer, because of worship, because of prophecy, because of humility, because of patience, because of loving kindness, Father, that the spirits of the Lord would be loosed over them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for moving by your spirit over your people across the land in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for your glory in Jesus' name. And Father, again, I bind and rebuke and I cancel every spirit of demonic backlash and retaliation right now in Jesus' name. And I pray that your people are completely restored and made whole and delivered and set free because of the power of God and the glory of your presence that is resting upon them tonight. In Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you that every word that is spoken tonight would be honored in your presence. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Amen. I think we only got a few minutes remaining. There's about 8 minutes remaining in the program. I'm going to go ahead and open the lines. Amen. And sound like somebody sitting under the fan, just like me. Amen. And I pray that what's been said tonight will bless you. Amen. And it will take you into a deeper place of prayer as you engage in spiritual warfare, loosing the spirits of God over every situation in your life. Amen. God bless you. I got 3 callers on the line. Amen. You can feel free to speak real quickly. Amen. Anybody can speak at this time. God bless you. Amen. As I always say, don't everybody speak at one time. Amen. Well, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. 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 If nobody else is going to say anything tonight, amen. We're just going to believe God, amen, that you all receive the word of the Lord on tonight. Amen. And it will bless you indeed. Amen. And I'm going to just go ahead and just quickly share again for those, amen, that are in the Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland region area. Amen. We'll kick off our Sunday services prayerfully again on August the 8th. Amen. Which is the second Sunday of August. Amen. And we're going to continue again prayerfully, consistently. We are believing God, amen, for a building. Amen. Oftentimes there are many, many believers that stop by. Amen. We probably got well over 22,000 listens in the last 3 years that we've been here on Blog Talk. Amen. As a matter of fact, as we move into the end of next month, we'll be celebrating 3 years of internet radio. Amen. And God has been grateful and gracious to us and blessed us, amen, to touch many lives, amen, to meet lots of people as many doors have opened because of this international internet radio program. Amen. I've had the opportunity to do some extensive traveling as well as to make connections all over the world. Oftentimes I get emails from various pastors and leaders from different nations that stop by and listen to our trainings and teachings and have been touched by what God has laid on our hearts to share. And I'm truly thankful. And we want to be able to do greater things. Amen. And I often always charge people, if our ministry is a blessing to you, amen, feel free, amen, to contact us, amen. Sow a love, give an offering. Connect with that anointing that is on my life, amen. Sow into that anointing, amen. Help us to continue to do greater. God has given us a global vision. We don't just have a local church vision. The vision that God has given us is global. Our ministry is to masses of the world, amen. And so we're only as blessed as the people are being blessed by us. And as you're being blessed, I pray that you would in return, amen, be obedient to the Lord. So many people say and tell us that they're going to sow a seed and they never sow at all, amen. And I don't recommend that you would do that. Amen. It's better to not make a vow rather than to make a vow and not keep it. Amen. If you're going to do a thing, amen, do it because of it's being done out of obedience and you're believing God for miracles in your life. Amen. The Word of God tells us over in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 10, it says, "Now he that ministered seed," amen, that's me. Amen. I'm the one that has ministered seed to the sower, which means that the person on the other hand, on the opposite receiving end, receiving the seed that I ministered to, has sown back into us. This word is only for the sower, back into the seed giver or the person who planted the seed into them. Amen. It's not for everybody. It says, "Now he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness." Amen. If you go up in that same passage of Scripture, it talks about how it talks about how God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. So
feel free to go to our website at www.kingdomfirstministriesusa.com. Amen. If God put it on your heart to sow a seed, amen, to be a blessing to the work that he's called us to do, amen, or just partner with us, amen. If you partner with us on a monthly basis, amen, we're going to be setting up some things as we begin to set up our new website where you'll be able to go online, amen, and you can use your bank card information, which will be secure. Amen. God told us not to use Pound Talk. Amen. I know everybody uses Pound Talk. I'm not Pound Talk. I'm sorry. PayPal. Amen. And PayPal, I attempted to use it. Amen. And God shut it down. He said, I don't want you to do what everybody else is doing, son. I want you to do something different. Amen. So I'm just being obedient, and God hasn't released us to do that different thing just yet. Amen. But I want you to feel free, if God put it on your heart, amen, to sow a love gift offering, amen, whether it be if you want to partner with us, if you want to partner with us for $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever God puts on your heart, it may be only $10 a month, amen, we would certainly appreciate whatever God puts on your heart to do, amen, and we would put you on our mailing list. If God puts it on my heart to send you a prophetic word, even through the mail, I would do such a thing. Amen. Even as well as so a message like tonight's message, it is recorded. Amen. And I have it recorded in a separate area where it's the message only. And if you want to get a copy of Loosing the Spirits of God, amen, I always say I'll send that out. I mean, I'm going to have to raise the price. It was $5, amen, but I'm going to have to increase it to $7, amen, due to the postage. I didn't realize when I actually go to the post office, I'm actually paying almost that much just to send it off, amen. So, amen, for about $7, amen, I would, $7 gift offering, amen, I would get that message out to you as soon as possible. Amen, praise God. Amen, I believe we're at our time now, amen, and we thank God for you. Amen. For all those that joined us on this evening, amen. We love you. Amen. We believe God for you. We're touching and agreeing with you in prayer. Amen. And keep us in your prayers as well. Praise God. Amen. And believe God, amen, is going to do what he said he's going to do. And remember, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God bless you. Amen. We'll probably see you again on next Sunday. I believe that God it's put it on my heart to be back on next Sunday again as well. So God bless you. We love you. Amen. Everyone, y'all have a good night. Praise God.